Doug Steffen Good Day program focused on what's going on in your life. We actually go beyond Good Day. Everybody's a star in this hour. Not that they aren't normally anyway. Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Barry Geller will join us later on in the hour. In the meantime, time for us to sort of let our hair down, as it were, depending on how much hair you get, I guess. Before we get to that, I find it interesting that there still are great ideas in America. I'm going to take credit, however, for coming up with this idea, even though I didn't do anything with it, which is partially the story of my life. Time is your enemy. And so I did not, Richie, have the opportunity to take the idea that I had and become a cajillionaire. I'm leaving that to a couple of high school, they're high school graduates, 18 years of age, going to Duke University this year. The Entrepreneur Magazine College Entrepreneur of the Year competition, and the winners are the folks who created Star Toilet Paper. Star Toilet Paper. The concept came to the Silvermans while they were in the bathroom reading a phone book. At first, Brian Silverman and his brother Jordan. Brian said, "I'm reading this phone book," and he came up to his brother and said, "You know what? This is a great idea." And so one of the brothers poo-pooed it. Anyway, the idea, however, took hold, and they decided to design toilet paper that has all kinds of messages. The two-ply toilet paper, printed with soybean-based ink. Readers get coupons by using their cell phones to read printed codes on the toilet paper or by visiting a company's website.
But that means you have to have your cell phone on the toilet with you.
Yeah, bring it in. With you. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Gross.
Well, I do that all the time. I talk to the phone.
Oh,
I know you do. How many times? Said, ew, gross.
I've talked to Richie on the phone. Men's room.
Yeah.
You can hear people's phone.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, sure. In the stalls.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right, exactly. So they have 50 advertisers paying $99 for 20,000 impressions. That is 20,000. So they've got to have 160 rolls of toilet paper. You get an ad on 160 rolls of toilet paper for $99. That's a great idea. Story at DougSteffen.com. Why are you smiling? I don't think that's a good idea. I think it's a great idea. It shows ingenuity.
It's interesting. It's interesting.
It's boring. That's a boring word. Terrible
interesting?
Word. Interesting.
Because I'm trying to figure out how I feel about it.
Interesting means she hates your story. I'm trying to figure out how I feel about it.
Right. How you feel about toilet paper with ads?
I would like magazine articles with ads on it. Here's what my feelings are. Like, if you could have a short story on toilet paper, I'm all about that.
Yeah.
But when you actually have to bring your cell phone in and scan coupon codes while you're pooping, I don't know.
Okay, how about this? Have you ever held, like, you're out and you're sweaty, it's hot and whatever, and newspaper print or something comes off
on your hands.
Yeah, but that's where I'm going with this.
Right,
so that's
it might
why I'm
come
not
off
sure.
In your butt.
Yeah.
The ink is soy based, so it's not going to hurt you any.
That's a little messy, right?
Yeah.
Who's going to look? Who's going to see it? You examine it
for your reading pleasure.
I know.
Jen, you really don't take your cell phone into the bathroom?
Not usually, no.
Even if you're at home and you're going to be there for a little while?
Yes.
How do you entertain yourself while you're in there?
A magazine.
Oh.
It's my only chance to read. I don't have much time in my life, so, you know, I have to enjoy the small moments.
When do you have kids? That's where you go for a little peace and quiet.
Magic moments.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Filled with love.
Man, let me tell you something. I can't wait till you get to the day where you're just like, oh, my God, let me go to the bathroom for a few minutes. And
I just said I do, and I go read.
And then you're in there for
after
like
you say
12,
I do, then you need it.
Then you're in there for 12 seconds, and all of a sudden it's like, Daddy,
mommy,
are you in
mommy,
there?
Mommy, mommy.
Daddy, when are you
mommy,
coming out? Daddy,
mommy,
when are you going to be done?
Yeah. There you go.
Oh.
Hi.
You know how you can take the barker out of dogs? You can do that to your kids.
Thought about it.
Daddy. All right. I think we've had quite enough of this. Sounds like we're in the torture chamber at McFadden's house.
I'm going to be done. Uh-huh. They can still knock, though.
All right. So let's see, because Heather didn't like the story. She gets to go first. In a moment, that's her penalty. Jennifer Horn, Richmond Fan. Let's see how many of these stories we can get in before Uri joins us. It's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Summer, it's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%. APR 3.81%. But you got to call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Small-town America. All right, so Heather must have some connection to this. It's Beyond Good
from?
Day.
Walmart.
Walmart. Oh, it's a story about Walmart?
I was in a Walmart in West Virginia this weekend. That was interesting.
Yeah. All right, so Heather, you're taking us to Walmart?
Yeah, well, apparently John Kreider and his friend Denise Isaacs Hall also like to go to Walmart. Just actually this past Friday, John Kreider, 52, was busted last Friday night as he was observed by the police in Walmart Port Charlotte parking lot. Deputies found him passed out in a 96 silver Ford station wagon, which belonged to his friend Denise Isaacs Hall.
Isn't John Kreider an actor?
John Kreider.
Oh, Kreider.
Yeah, this is Kreider. This is, not the actor. Man. The car apparently had been parked halfway in a handicapped parking space and halfway on top of a curb. Motor still running. The sheriff goes over. They, knock on the window. He immediately wakes up holding a can of Ultra Duster spray, inserts it in his mouth, and pulls the trigger, sprays the chemicals into his mouth. Don't know what that's all about.
Why?
Is that
after
lethal?
Don't know what was on the guy's name.
Nobody's inside never sparkles.
To give you an idea of kind of the state of where he was at, when he was searched a little under $14,000 in cash was found in one pocket. The other pocket had some Scooby Snacks potpourri, also known as fake pot. So he was kind of a bit out there. He was medically, after he was medically cleared and whatnot, he was taken to jail and booked for his third booking. Well, twist of the story is a little later on, that same day last Friday, his friend Isaac's Hall, which actually it was her station wagon that he was passed out in, she was apprehended, matter of hours later, after she had been observed stealing $1,000 worth of merchandise out of the same Walmart and drove away and was busted in her same station wagon. Dumb?
She didn't get everything she needed dumb. The first time.
Dumb.
Oh, my gosh.
Dumb criminals.
Dumb. Get
yet another story.
For, yeah. All right. So there is a lesson there.
Don't drink and do drugs, kids.
Don't spray paint in your face.
Yeah.
If I were the cops, I'd have a police substation in every Walmart in the country, because that pretty much is going to...
Like Disneyland has a jail, you could have the Walmart jail.
Exactly.
Who goes to the Disneyland jail?
People do. It's under Disneyland.
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They have their own laws and everything there?
The Vet Stadium. The
Who
vet
is the sheriff?
In Philadelphia, they have their own police substation and jail for all those nice people in Philadelphia who can't control themselves at sporting events.
Really?
Yeah. Shocking.
Yeah. It is shocking.
Philly fan gets out of control.
Philly.
Yeah, we never do that here in Boston.
No, never.
Patriots lost to who? Last night?
I don't want to talk about it.
But who'd they play last night? The Eagles? I think it was the Eagles.
Yeah, it was the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Jennifer, do we have time for you? It's getting kind of, we have a little tightness here, so we can either, I can't imagine that anything you would have to contribute we could do in 2 minutes.
I could.
Yeah, you can imagine that?
I could do it fast, maybe.
All right, no, I don't want you to do it fast. I want you to think about something else that's at DougStephan.com. Researchers in Japan have found evidence that the radiation from the nuclear power plant accident last year has caused the mutation of butterflies.
I heard about this.
They have stunted wings, irregular eyes, disfigured antennas, and a different color. The butterflies that we used to are very colorful. The ones that were around this plant are kind of gray looking. So the folks over there conclude that the genetic damage has been done to this species, and so what they want to do is completely quarantine the whole area so none of those butterflies get out.
They're pretty creepy looking.
How do you do that? They don't want them mating with other butterflies.
Right, because they'll disrupt the whole species. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Hmm. Exactly. But
how do you quarantine butterflies?
I don't know. I wouldn't want that job. Yeah, really. Wait, do you even know where butterflies are? Other than which is, you chase them around the yard?
I've got one trying to get out past the perimeter. Uh-huh. Get him.
Can you shoot a butterfly?
Yeah.
If you're a really good shot.
No, you can just put a shotgun out there.
It's almost impossible to shoot a butterfly, though.
Yeah.
Good luck
with
that.
Like a bullet can go through it or anything.
Folks, did you ever think you'd hear anything this stimulating on the radio?
I was just wondering.
Butterflies.
What do you do with a butterfly that's mutated? You shoot it.
Uh-huh. I'm a butterfly.
21 past the hour. Where's Uri? Can we get him now? Somebody knew, but I'm crazy about you.
You butterfly. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Step on this one, Doug. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I was criticized for having spoiled the introduction to Jennifer's last offshoot of reality, but now I'm okay, I guess, with this.
Yes,
24
are.
Past the hour. Jennifer Horn, along with Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, and me are here. It's Beyond Good Day. Jennifer, where are you taking us?
To New York City, Dougie.
Really?
Jump in
New
a cab.
York City.
New York City. Jump in a cab.
Cash cab.
Cash cab. Head over some bridge and let's go to Staten Island, shall we?
Okay.
All right. This is in New Dorp Beach Park. Now, I don't know if you guys knew. I kind of missed it. But Ramadan was this weekend. Did you know that?
Oh. I thought it was a whole month.
Well, it was the close of Ramadan.
Okay.
How's that? And
thank
so
you.
Sunday, what Muslims do is they fast from dawn until dusk. They had this event, 1,500 participants in New Dorp Beach Park on Staten Island. And when everybody got there, keep in mind these guys were all fasting away, and it's a spiritual day. Organizers found uncooked bacon strewn all about the park. Now, New York.
Is the Geico
police,
guy from is Gecko from Geico who did this?
I don't know, but
wait,
New
this
York
is Muslim, right?
Right. So you know, religious restrictions prohibit Muslims from eating pork products.
Right.
But here's the thing. New York police are investigating this as a hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
So, question to you, bacon in the park, hate crime?
How is it a crime?
They don't even know if it's related.
You know what
it's
the
just raw
eat?
Bacon in...
What's it? Wait, okay, so were they? Was it known they were going to gather there?
It was publicized in the local media, yes.
Okay, so what like
obviously
a
somebody put
offensive.
The bacon there to
right.
disrupt the Muslim holiday. That's bang, okay, we get that. Now, the story is whether it's a crime to...
I mean, is that a practical joke?
It's a practical joke, right. It's a prank.
Because, I mean, there have been anti-Islamic things which have been really serious, like a soda bottle filled with chemicals. I mean, they even had pig legs thrown into a mosque site in Chino, California.
So let me ask you this. Is this akin to putting a swastika on a Jewish person or a synagogue?
No. See, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know how serious the bacon is.
Right. It just seems to me like it's a bacon thing, and that's, you know, and who knows? Maybe somebody was just feeding the birds bacon. We don't even know if there was, like, a link to what was going on.
I don't think the pigeons are eating bacon.
You know, I always walk out to the park with a pound of bacon in my pocket when I go feed the birds.
I've heard that about you. That's why I usually go to the park with you, wink, wink. Rich and I go and cook our
There's
bacon.
So many inappropriate jokes there.
So, yeah, just a little something to think about, as you would say, Doug, food for thought. Because I don't know how serious it is. Maybe somebody can tell us if this is very serious.
I don't know how offensive that is.
But a hate crime over bacon.
Yeah, but again, I mean, for
now,
us,
if I were there and I hadn't eaten all day, I would be like, not necessarily like a hate crime. I'd be like, oh, that looks pretty good.
Who's got a griddle?
How hot is it? Let's fire up the sidewalk. All right, I'm done.
fire up the sidewalk.
Yeah, I think I've offended enough. Go ahead.
I think you probably are offensive. Here's something that'll settle everybody down, though. The food that I like to put into your brain sometimes, some of it's fun, some of it's serious, some of it's silly. Khalil Gibran. I never really thought I pronounced his name correctly, but it's Khalil.
Khalil.
Right? Gibran.
Gibran.
It was something that everybody my age was coming into.
Don't know.
You don't know who that is?
Help me out.
Wow.
Hook me up.
He was a philosopher, a poet, and wrote things, for example, "Your hearts know in silence the secrets of the days and nights, but your ears thirst for the sound of your heart's knowledge."
No, I should have known that. Sorry.
That's nice.
Yeah. But
I'm on his wiki page.
Check out, you check that out. There were little books around everywhere when I was, from when I was a teenager till about
in Lebanon.
Jennifer's age. 28 minutes past the hour. It's Beyond Good Day.
Bed bugs are a year-round problem, but if you're gearing up for travel or vacation, you may be at an increased risk of bringing these most unwanted souvenirs home. A 2011 national survey of pest professionals conducted by the National Pest Management Association found that a whopping 99% of respondents encountered bedbug infestations in that year, and 80% encountered bedbugs specifically in hotels and motels. Since bedbugs remain the hardest pest to treat, infestations can easily grow out of control. According to the National Pest Management Association, increased public awareness, education, and vigilance are key in detecting and preventing bedbug infestations, as these pests tend to travel undetected from place to place, breed quickly, and remain one of the most challenging to treat. Bedbugs are equal opportunity pests and are not a result of poor sanitation. So whether you're staying at a motel or five-star hotel, check your surroundings. To find more information about bedbugs or locate a pest professional near you, visit www.pestworld.org.
When your child was a baby, you were careful to provide the right nutrition for a growing mind.
I'm going to school now, Mom. Don't forget your lunch.
Even though your child is older now, it's still important to support their brain development. That's why every mom should know about Children's Omegables, the supplement with essential omega-3 fish oil to support healthy brain function in your child. Science shows us that omega-3 fish oil is vital to your child's developing mind, yet many children are missing out on this powerful ingredient. Children's Omegables brings omega-3 back to your child's diet in a delicious formula they'll love.
Class, who was the second president of the United States? Yes, Daniel?
John Adams?
Very good.
Children's Omegables, the smart choice for healthy brain development. Try it risk-free today. Just call 1-800-728-1676. That's 1-800-728-1676. Call 1-800-728-1676.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
After the hour, the Good Day program. This is actually beyond Good Day when we take the time from all of our mind's eyes and try to figure out what it is that makes people tick as much as anything else. There is usually at this point in our program time for us to really get you into a mind space, because Uri Geller is usually around. And I was going to talk to him today, Richie, about the idea of the occult and the way there's a whole artistic world that supports what is referred to as the occult. If you go to DougStephan.com, you can see some pictures of things that are being sold, or at least they were being sold on eBay, but now you can't sell them anymore. eBay says they will no longer allow customers to sell magic spells, psychic readings, or any kind of special potion on eBay. And I'm wondering why. And they have banned all sales of supernatural goods and services. The witchy, wizardly clientele that we all know exists. We all know there are plenty of people who love this stuff. In fact, among the prohibited items as of today, any advice, you can't sell your advice on eBay. Anybody who offers to put a spell on somebody that you don't like, you can't get them anymore. No curses, no hexing, no magic services, no prayers, no blessings, no tarot readings, no Reiki healing.
Wow.
And other metaphysical services, magic potions, nothing on eBay.
Huh.
The folks at eBay have not wanted to respond to questions about this. They just said they don't want these transactions any longer.
Can I sell a spoon of Jay Hawkins?
This is great stuff. Yeah. Uh-huh. This is a metaphysical subcategory, Richie.
Is that what they're
saying? Because you're mine. You're mine. Right. The buyers and sellers at eBay have complained that these transactions result in issues that are difficult to resolve. Okay, so what would be the issue if you bought a spell and let's say I went to Mistress Jasmine and I wanted her to cast a spell on you, Richie, and it didn't work.
Well,
isn't there some disclaimer at eBay that they're not responsible if you buy a truck from eBay?
No, it's quite the other way around. What they're worried about is that you would buy a potion, cast a spell on me, and I would think that it worked, and then I would sue eBay for selling this person the potion.
Really?
Yes.
What about jewelry that comes, trinkets, lockets, some of the art I was talking about? What's wrong with that?
If the person who the spell is cast upon believes that they have been harmed, due to something that I purchased from your store, there's a legal battle there,
right,
and they don't want to get into it.
Really? Mm-hmm. Huh. All right, well, that's the story. I would have had that discussion with Uri because he loves this stuff. His house is loaded. It is. His house is... You wouldn't believe that.
But Uri doesn't partake in evil magic or spells that hurt
people
or witchcraft.
It's like this stuff is associated with being evil because certain right-wing religionists say that this is all the occult and it's a defamatory...
Well, this has nothing to do with right-wing religionists. This has to do everything with the lawyers.
No, it has everything to do with right-wing religionists.
It does not.
Yes, it does.
It has to do with me putting a spell on you.
You
think
me or not?
I've cursed your life, and now you're going to sue
me
and eBay for everything that we have.
Do you trust me or not?
I've cursed your life for 15 years. Where's your lawyer at?
My lawyer. I'll call him right up. Arthur White. All right, crank up. Are we all done with this stuff?
Oh, you wait. I know. You love to hear the end. Hold on one second. The end. The end. Screaming J. Because
you're mad! 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 Listen to this.
Stop, you're freaking me out.
Oh, God. All right. Richie's going to bring us his Beyond Good Day story. I want to ask a question that you can consider, and I want Jennifer to sort of put this up, if she would please, in our social media locations, Twitter and Facebook. I would like you to tell us, for Y-O-U, what is the happiest place on Earth?
Disneyland.
Well, that's too easy.
It's pretty true, though.
Not for me.
The bedroom, boom, shakalaka.
Okay.
Shakalaka.
Maybe, yeah. Right. But for everybody who has his or her own space, who may have been to Disney or whatever your experience is, it could be Jennifer's, it can be Richie's, it can be Heather, your happiest place on Earth.
That is
hard. The beach in Cabo.
Mm. Yeah, I love Asheaville, North Carolina.
That's one of my favorites. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was there a couple of weeks ago. It's a neat place. Yeah.
When I used to go to my happy place back when I had time, and I actually did this last night, I just go sit by myself and play guitar for a while.
Really?
Put the headphones on and just listen.
Right,
no matter how horrible I sound or how bad it is.
It's great therapy.
It's great.
It's like
therapy.
Going to
it's
the kitchen.
Fun.
For me, it's cooking. If I need to get out of really bad place, I just go cook something for a little bit.
I love cooking. I love
writing.
Same
thing. Yeah. I'm a bad guitar player.
Writing.
You're a bad cook.
Yeah.
But we like it. We enjoy it.
Hold on.
You make leftover soup.
Where does it say I'm a bad cook?
You just chuck everything in the pot and let's see.
Last night we had a very nice meal of things. We sautéed beans, peppers, onions, squash, summer squash.
Okay.
In the we threw it all in a pan. A little bit of olive oil and some things that. We couldn't distinguish when I go up to
that's
my...
That's the thing. You start off, okay?
I'm just talking about the... And Meredith's looking at these bottles to see how old they are. I have this... I have a shelf in the cabinet that has all of these spices that I've had for years. I mean, these things... I would tell her. She's probably
are they sticky?
No, they've been around for a while.
You would think
they still have taste in them.
Of the last two girlfriends and your ex-wife who used to come in and clean your kitchen out, I can't imagine you have anything left that's over 8 or 10 years old.
Meredith has cleaned.
She's found things, believe me.
The wall. She has thrown out more things than you can possibly
imagine. This must be serious because I remember one of the last couple of girlfriends who tried to do that, and you put a stop to it. This must be serious.
All right. So anyway, meanwhile, back in
change of direction.
All right, happiest place on Earth. What is your happy place? And how do we, I guess we just asked that question in the social media spots, right, Jen? What's your happiest place?
No, where's your happy place?
Where's your happy place? Okay. All right, so we'll list that there. What else do we have that we're tweeting about and the people are commenting on Facebook? Yes.
We actually got a cool video from listener Eric, who is responding because we were talking about travel yesterday, about air travel and how it's very difficult to find a good airline. I know the Boomer Broads are talking about American Airlines. Well, listener Eric sent us a video about United breaking guitars.
Yes.
And you've probably seen this one.
Yeah.
Put it up there on Facebook. So if you've missed it, you can check out the link that he sent us. So thank you for doing that.
United breaks guitars is a classic YouTube hit.
Yeah. We're also following, should Todd Akin drop out of the Senate race over his comments on legitimate rape? You can chime in, facebook.com/.
What are people saying about that?
Oh, people are saying, it's actually a mixed bag. People are saying, really? Yes, he should drop out. But then we have a couple people saying, no, the comment sealed his fate and that he should actually have to go through the election process and lose and realize why he lost.
Those are Democrats who want the seat.
Right.
Maybe. Yeah. Now, trending on Yahoo, a few interesting things. Apple versus Samsung is trending number one on Yahoo right now. And that's over this patent trial that's heading to court. I guess the jury question has 700 questions on the form that the jury has to answer. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of questions. Trending at number two on Yahoo right now, the Canadian money scandal. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
There is a controversy, a brewing in Canada. The Bank of Canada had an image of what looked to be an Asian woman on their new $100 banknote. And I guess after they took it to a focus group, the focus group said to get rid of the Asian lady. They did. And now everybody's up in arms that they actually got rid of the Asian woman off of this money. So that's trending number two on Yahoo right now. Facebook stock price is number three. It's dipped below $19. And speaking of dipping, trending number four on Yahoo right now, the Dip and Squeeze packet. Have you guys seen these? They're from Heinz Ketchup, and they're those little, they look like little miniature bottles of ketchup that you can actually squeeze out onto your plate, or you can peel the top open and dip whatever you're dipping into them. Well, a man is suing Heinz because he said that he came up with that idea, and they have committed patent infringement. So that's all trending right now at Yahoo. Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so some healthy things going, healthy discussions.
Keep going, sir. Stick it to the man.
Helping That's you right. express yourself. So help us understand where your happiest place is. Rich McFadden brings us to a happy place in a moment here on Good Day.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service, which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with Superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
The Pike Speaks.
It's 13 and a half for the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's beyond Good Day, actually. And the only person who's not contributed in a fashionable way or a positive way to the rendering of our minds getting into a better place is Rich McFadden, who now is bringing us beyond Good Day.
Well, Doug, for one high school senior in, where's she at? In Oklahoma.
No more teachers, no more books, no more teachers' dirty looks, except for the principals. This girl, Caitlin Newtbar, was the valedictorian of Oklahoma High School. And she got up to make her graduation speech, and they have a little problem with her speech, so they're holding her diploma.
Uh-huh.
She graduated.
You can do that. She graduated.
She graduated from Prague High School. She graduated with a 4.0 GPA. And her father says the administrators told her that she would have to submit a written apology for her address to the students. Says, we went into the office, and the principal told them that your diploma is right here, but you're not getting it. Close the door. We have a problem. So she worked hard to stay on top of her grades. They don't feel that it's right. In her speech, apparently inspired by a similar speech from the Twilight movies, she recounted how annoying it is to be constantly asked, and I know exactly how she feels, remember this, what you want to do after graduation. So in her speech, she said, how the hell do I know what I want to do after graduation?
They didn't like that, huh?
She had submitted a speech saying how the heck, but when she got up there, which was approved, and when she got up there, she changed it. Mm-hmm. And now they're holding her diploma for using the HE double hockey sticks.
How do you get away with that?
Wow. But they can't hold. I mean, she did all of her classes.
The school is declining to comment.
What?
She got a 4.0 GPA. She was the valedictorian. Cut her a little slack.
Cut her a little slack?
Yeah.
All right. So what words are used by people who are that age that don't seem to hit...
Worse than AG double hockey.
Yeah,
sure,
right, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, right. And by the way, that's a legitimate word in the dictionary.
Well, so are some of the words that are even stronger, but...
Well, but...
I mean...
There's a usage of the word that refers to a place, whether it's real or it isn't. It's real in some people's minds.
Yeah.
So how is that any different than heaven? Well, if she just said heaven... What would they have done? That would be, if I were a lawyer, that'd be the first position I'd take.
Okay, so I have a question.
Go ahead.
Everybody gets their diploma, or they get a fake diploma when they go on stage. Did these guys pretend to give her something and then tell her afterwards she wouldn't be giving her, or do they make a big deal and like pull her off the stage?
I don't think they made a big deal, but I'm not sure. I think that they just let it pass.
She and then when sue she, them if they made a big deal.
And then when she went to get her diploma, they wouldn't give it to her. Because she walked into the principal's office because she was not able to get her diploma in the normal fashion from the normal things. So she went into the principal's office and he said, sit down, we have a problem. So that's when she found out.
Hmm. And what are they doing by holding her back? Do they want her to go back and repeat school? I mean, like, what are they gaining by not giving her the diploma?
They want a written apology.
That's so dumb.
They will not
give her
the diploma.
All the kids are gone to college. They don't even care about this anymore.
Yep. Well, I mean, this just happened. Well, no, it's good over the summer.
No, it's been summer.
Yeah, 2 months ago. So I don't know whether she's written the apology or not.
Hmm. Does this hold her back from going to college?
I would imagine if you can't supply a high school diploma.
Well, even if they get granted to her, could this mess up any scholarship opportunities for her? Because a lot of times,
mess up a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And mess up her getting a job. You don't think that this was covered in the local media, the local news media, and she goes and applies for a job as you name it.
My second quick story, my neighborhood has a Facebook page.
Oh, really?
My development, yeah, very neat. And one of the moms just posted lemonade stand on Marble Lane today at 10:30. The kids
Great.
Would love to see you.
Let's go!
Oh. Yeah.
Lemonade for everyone!
Contact lemonade stand.
51 after on Good Day.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin,
Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Took long enough, but Augusta is finally opening up its doors on the issue of gender. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. To golf fanatics such as myself, golf really does matter. But for those who can't understand the thrill of hitting a little ball and chasing after it in a pasture, it doesn't matter. But what the prestigious Augusta National Golf Club has done does matter. Augusta National is where the first of professional golf's major championships is held each year, the Masters. It's among the most exclusive golf clubs in the nation, exclusive and discriminatory. But the chairman at Augusta, Billy Payne, announcing yesterday the club has admitted its first two female members, and they are former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and noted banker Darla Moore. Back in 2003 and 2004, Augusta National faced protests and sponsor boycotts for its longtime exclusion of female members. That protest was led by Martha Burke of the National Council of Women's Organizations. Here's how Martha Burke is reacting to what Augusta National has just done.
I feel vindicated, and the women's movement in the United States certainly deserves the credit for this.
Burke goes on to say that this should not be the end. There's more to be done.
I hope corporate America will take a lesson from this. You know, Augusta National took a beating PR-wise for their treatment of women, and corporate America needs to take notice. They could do better, too.
The move by Augusta National to admit two women even drew reaction from the White House. Spokesman Jay Carney relaying the president's feelings about the decision by the golf club.
He welcomes this development, thinks it was too long in coming, but believes it's the right thing to do.
The bottom line here, most of us agree that Augusta's admission of two women as club members can be summed up in two words, long overdue. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Summer. It's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed-rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming, and rates may go up after that, so you gotta hurry. Call or go to QuickenLoans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%. APR 3.81%. But you gotta call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've gotta call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, some small losses for the market yesterday. The Dow off by 4 points, closing at 13,271. NASDAQ down less than a half a point. S&P also slipping a fraction of a point. Crude oil also off by a small margin, down 3 cents a barrel, finishing at $95.98.
The long-awaited Republican National Convention gets underway in Tampa, Florida next week. The Republican National Committee chairman wants controversial Missouri Congressman and Senate candidate Todd Akin to stay away from the convention. Akin under fire from both parties for suggesting a woman can control whether she gets pregnant after being sexually assaulted. RNC chairman Reince Priebus says he prefers Akin do the right thing and not come to Tampa next week. Meanwhile, Politico is reporting Donald Trump will have an unspecified surprise role on the first day of the convention. No word on what this role will be. That's why it's a surprise. But it probably will start with this statement.
I'm Donald Trump, and this is a special announcement.
Donald will then likely fire everybody in the room. Couple of closing notes. First, she was a comedic trailblazer, opening the door for countless women to forge a career in stand-up. Here is Phyllis Diller in her heyday talking about her skin.
I get so dry and brittle, I may not pass on. I may just flake away.
Comedy legend Phyllis Diller died at the age of 95 yesterday at her home in the Los Angeles area. Diller began her career back in the 1950s in radio and then later television. She was unique. She was funny. Finally, we apologize, but we do need to talk about toilets. Believe it or not, we have a toilet recall issued by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The reason? The toilets in question can explode, which is not what you want when sitting on a toilet. Anyone using a FlushMade 3 pressure-assisted flushing system is being urged to turn off the water connection to the toilet and contact FlushMade for a repair kit. There have been more than 300 reports of exploding toilets, resulting in about a dozen injuries, so this is no laughing matter, but I can see you smirking. If you want to come up with your own quip about this, be my guest. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder. We're itchy, too. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching, so they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.